My name is Xavier Desmond, and I am a joker. Jokers are always strangers, even on the street where they were born, and this one is about to visit a number of strange lands. In the next 5 months, I will see Veldts and mountains, Rio and Cairo, the Khyber Pass and the Straits of Gibraltar, the Outback and the Champs-Élysées. All very far from home for a man who has often been called the mayor of Jokertown. Jokertown, of course, has no mayor. It is a neighborhood, a ghetto neighborhood at that, and not a city. Jokertown is more than a place, though. It's a condition, a state of mind. Perhaps, in that sense, my title is not undeserved. I have been a joker since the beginning. 40 years ago, when Jet Boy died in the skies over Manhattan and loosed the wild card upon the world, I was 29 years of age, an investment banker with a lovely wife, a 2-year-old daughter, and a bright future ahead of me. A month later, when I was finally released from the hospital, I was a monstrosity with a pink elephantine trunk growing from the center of my face where my nose had been. There are 7 perfectly functional fingers at the end of my trunk, and, over the years, I have become quite adept with this third hand. Were I suddenly restored to so-called normal humanity, I believe it would be as traumatic as if one of my limbs were amputated. With my trunk, I am ironically somewhat more than human, and infinitely less. My lovely wife left me within 2 weeks of my release from the hospital, at approximately the same time the Chase Manhattan informed me that my services would no longer be required. I moved to Jokertown 9 months later, following my eviction from my Riverside Drive apartment for health reasons. I last saw my daughter in 1948. She was married in June of 1964. Divorced in 1969, remarried in June of 1972. She has a fondness for June weddings, it seems. I was invited to neither of them. The private detective I hired informs me that she and her husband now live in Salem, Oregon, and that I have 2 grandchildren, a boy and a girl, 1 from each marriage. I sincerely doubt that either knows that their grandfather is the mayor of Jokertown. I am the founder and president emeritus of the Joker's Anti-Defamation League, or JADL, the oldest and largest organization dedicated to the preservation of civil rights for the victims of the wild card virus. The JADL has had its failures, but overall, it has accomplished great good. I am also a moderately successful businessman. I own one of New York's most storied and elegant nightclubs, the Funhouse, where jokers and gnats and aces have enjoyed all the top joker cabaret acts for more than 2 decades. The Funhouse has been losing money steadily for the last 5 years, but no one knows that except me and my accountant. I keep it open because it is, after all, the Funhouse. And were it to close, Jokertown would seem a poorer place.